Very good morning, all. Happy Masters Thursday, April 11. The Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. Yes, it all starts tonight. The greatest theatre in golf at Augusta National, and we'll have a full preview. Evan Priest is there from Australian Golf Digest. We'll speak to him, get a full preview from him, all the latest markets from Jared Duffy as well. The par 3 contest is on at the moment. I think I saw Ricky Fowler. It looks like Ricky Fowler, I think they've just about come to a conclusion there, but it looks like he's going to take out the par 3 contest there at Augusta. There's some NRL news and AFL news. How about Errol Goulden? Absolute gun for the Sydney Swans. He's still only 21 years of age. Signed a 4-year extension, and that's a huge boost for the club. And he spoke on AFL 360 last night. Said he was offered, or admitted he was offered, a 10-year deal elsewhere. Now, a reporter from Nine in Adelaide said it was the Crows, but that's a great coup for the Swans to keep Errol Goulden. He is, that left boot, as good as any in the game. Lozza, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Mido. Yeah, that's a wonderful coup for, obviously, the Sydney Swans. They've got so much talent at their disposal. He was a very good player, and he came through the academy as well. He hasn't missed a game since 2002, and obviously to be offered a 10-year deal with Adelaide, it just shows you the high regard teams have him in. But he's been a wonderful find from Sydney. They've had him, as I said before, in that system. He was picked number 22 during the 2020 draft. He's played 72 matches over the past 4 years. He hasn't missed a game since the start of 2002. You mentioned his left boot, but it's the work in general that he does as well around the ground, Mitter. They've got their best player signed. The Swans look like they'll be a team that will be there or thereabouts in the next couple of years. Their premiership window has opened again.
Big time. There's something about spearing left boot in the AFL. It's like left-handed throwers, quarterbacks of the NFL. They just look, I don't know, they just look prettier. Is it because they're rarer, I suppose, Loz?
Possibly. It's like a left-handed golfer as well. Or a batsman. They just seem to chip the ball or cut the ball or whatever sport they're in. They just look to do it easier, or it's better on the eye when they when they kick or pass or whatever it is, golf shot may be. They just look like it's a bit more natural and sweeter to look at. But the Swans have got a good group of people together, but, even like golfers, like some of the golfers that you watch.
Yeah, just I agree. Swing. I was actually just thinking.
They just look lovely, and I don't know what it is about them. I don't know if it's because we don't see it, many of them, but they just look like they do it so easy.
Nick Ahern, I remember. I used to love watching his swing.
He had the long putter too, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
But had a beautiful swing. There's obviously Phil Mickelson as well. Your favourite lefty, maybe to celebrate Errol Goulden's extension, your favourite lefty, 0419-767-272 on the text line. What about some of these stories? And we've got games tonight, which are overshadowed at this point, and big games in both the NRL and the AFL. Newcastle and the Roosters to start round 6. Melbourne and Brisbane will be a cracking game in the AFL, but, these stories, it's at the South. At the Bunnies, of course, which has gone on all week, and a big story coming out of Manly with Josh Schuster as well. But Loz, widely reported yesterday that Jason Demetrio will be out after the match against Cronulla. And Mal Meninga, Big Mal, your great mate, Kangaroos coach, of course, has been identified to be the interim coach for the remainder of 2024. Then, of course, Wayne Bennett will be on the menu for 2025. This is what's been reported widely yesterday. I see that Blake Solly, the South's chief executive, has come out and says the idea of a shortlist is complete rubbish. These stories, though, when they go with them, they don't come from nowhere, do they?
No, they don't. Obviously, it's been floated somewhere. Jason Demetrio would be feeling like a dead man walking and, preparing for a game of football this week when we were told that he had one game to save his career. So obviously they've made their decision. Interesting with Mal, I think it's a good option, but there's a couple of things that I think would hold Mal back. One is living in Sydney. I know he definitely doesn't like Sydney life. and whether he's got the energy for the job. Yeah, coaching representative football teams is completely different to coaching a club of that profile, like South Sydney, with all the talk surrounding them. It's 24/7, and really, what's in it for Mal? What's in it for him just to be there for 5 months to help South Sydney out?
Just a different challenge, I suppose.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Different challenge. You know, but what happens if it fails?
Yeah.
Does that diminish what he's done with Australia? Because he's coming off a loss for Australia, a record loss for Australia last year. Being away from a young family. Where does it leave him with Fox Sports? Does he just walk back into his role with Fox Sports next year? All those things are to be considered. Mm. I wouldn't say it's over the line. No, I haven't spoken to Mal. I wouldn't speak to him. It's his decision. But I'm sure if he wanted to do it, he'd do a great job. But I reckon there'd be a lot of things he'd be weighing up at this stage, whether he feels as though he could live in Sydney, whether he would devote the time and have the same passion for South Sydney over a five-month role. I don't know. I don't know.
And then there's the day in, day out. Well, it's completely different to the Kangaroo situation, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. Mm. Most definitely. You can give players days off and you can freshen them up. You're way on tour. Everything's rosy. Everything's different. But when you get into the furnace of an NRL coach 24/7 living in Sydney with a big club behind you.
Just for 5 months.
Yeah, mate. It might be the challenge he looks for. But if he... Yeah. What is in it for Mal?
Yeah, just something different, I suppose. I don't know if he's... Because there's no international.
So is there more loss or more gain?
I don't think anything would really diminish his legacy, would it?
No, I don't think anything would diminish his legacy. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you go in there and you don't fix it and you're getting beaten by 30, 40. Hmm. Well, the same results happen. Like, people then would start to go, oh, well, Mal's lost it. He hasn't got the same touch.
Can you understand why South's provided this report is spot on, have gone down that route to go to someone like Mal? What do you think their thinking was?
Well, I don't know what they're thinking.
Well, firstly,
but wasn't this one of the reasons why they wanted change? Is they wanted someone that could put in place a strong foundation and someone that would give strength to the leadership group and not just cuddle people. I think Mal has done an excellent job with Queensland and would do a good job with South, but I think if they're after change, and I know they can't get Wayne Bennett or people like that straight away, but I don't know. I don't know what the issues are at South. We can all assume what they are, but they all seem to be singing on the same hymn sheet and telling us that everything's rosy, but everything's not rosy. They've lost assistant coaches last year. The coach looks like he's a dead man walking. There's a number of people who have been now been linked to the club, and Mal is at the forefront of that.
On the Park Origin, players are being dropped.
Yeah, I just don't know how happy it is. So obviously, Mal is very good at bringing people together, and that's probably what they seem to want, someone that can bring a group together. But that goes against everything that they're telling us is not happening. They're saying they're united. They're all together. Mm. They're rowing in the same boat. So I'm unsure of where they're at. But look, if Mal goes there, he's got a big job in front of him.
Lots of lefties here. Nick Ahern, yeah, we mentioned him. Adam Gilchrist, lad, says Mitch from Tumut. Yes, Lionel Messi, greatest ever left boot. Boys, Dustin Johnson's left-handed drive goes over 300 yards, switch hitting at its best. But Phil inspires us, all us weird lefties, best short game ever. Cheers, boys, Trent. don't know if you knew, Mido, anyone that's won the par three contest hasn't won the Masters. Yes, was aware of that. Thank you, Kirk from Claremont Meadows. So you can put your pen through Ricky Fowler if that is the case. Love this one. Ned Flanders, brilliant. So there it is. Switcheroo, as we've just been speaking about, the link for Mal to the Bunnies. Desperate Bunnies seek optimal performance. That's the back page of the Telegraph. Rabbitohs target Meninga-Bennett combination to revive ailing clubs in the City Morning Herald today as well. Gee, I'll tell you what this all means, though. It seems like it's untenable for Jason Demetriou.
It seems like it's already been made, the decision. And it'd be hard for the players to get their head around the fact that they want to go out there and play for the coach this weekend, but they know he's not going to be there. And it's a shame, you know, because I think Jason Demetriou would be a good coach. I think he would be. I think, you know, you can't do what he did at the start of last year and take South to the top of the table in the prelim, I think, the year before, and then just have it fall by the wayside and then be judged on the last 20 games, which we all seem to be doing. Yes, there's a problem there, but is it Jason's fault? Is it Jason's problem? He obviously is the coach and he's the fall guy. But it'd be hard going to work this morning knowing that this is all in the paper today. You wouldn't know who to trust. You'd be keeping your cards very close to your chest. And if you knew that it was going to be your last game, you'd nearly be better off to say, listen, I'll toss it in now, boys. Just let me know. If the result doesn't matter on Saturday night, please tell me now. That's what you'd want as a coach. Because if you win and they're still going to get rid of you, what's the point if the decision's been made?
Definitely.
I don't think you're doing him a service.
You'd come to your termination situation today, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah. I'd want to.
And you'd go, good luck, boys.
If it was, it doesn't matter what the result is on Saturday night. Yes, if I'm fighting for my future and fighting for a win, and I knew that, and if I won, then I was going to continue. But if my papers have been stamped and I'm no longer required, I think most people would want to know today.
Surely. Your own pride.
Yeah. Well, you imagine getting ready for the game, getting them up, having a win.
And then thanks for that, mate.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. And then the start is not that bad, 2-4. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not great, but it's not disastrous.
Mm. Well, remember last year, Justin Holbrook was 6-7 when he was showing the door. He has spoken in the News Corp press to Peter Bedell, actually, Jason Demetriou. So, yeah, he'll be certainly aware of everything. And he was asked, you know, if he'll be sacked, basically, if South lose this week. He says, direct quote out of the News Corp press, it's not something I'm thinking about. I can't control what people are saying and speculating. You know, he goes on to say, look, it's not the ideal situation we're in. It's not my first rodeo in this environment. Etc. And he says, oh, and he was asked obviously about the rumours with Mal as well. He says, I have no idea where this has come from. There's so many rumours floating around the club at the moment. I haven't heard a thing. I can't worry about it. I'll stay focused on the game this week.
Yeah. And that is what he will try and do. He'll try and shut everything out, but it's everyone else. You know, your family, your wife, your brother, sister, mother, father, they read, they hear, people talk to them, ask how he's going, and then they check in. So it's just hard to get away from it. And that's why you feel sorry for him if he's a dead man walking, because it seems like you're the last person to find out.
The other stunning development yesterday on the back page of the Daily Telegraph, shoe doesn't fit, Eagles shock, Josh Schuster. So the story is that he's been told by the club he's free to look elsewhere. Of course, he penned a three-year extension until the end of 2027 on an estimated $800,000 a year in the middle of last year. Incredible loss. The Telegraph, though, has gone on to say that the club doesn't have to pay out any of his contract, that performance clauses are in place that clearly haven't been met, if this report is accurate, as he continues to, of course, play in the New South Wales Cup. And obviously this week, with Ruben Garrick out and therefore Ben Trbojevic being moved from the back row to the centres, and then for Corey Waddell to be the man called up, the Eagles have just gone, well, they've made a big blue here as far as their salary cap is concerned, provided these performance clauses can get them out of paying him out. Interesting one, isn't it?
It is an interesting one. I'm unsure of how it all works. Obviously, he's got to play a certain amount of games if it's a performance clause. But where does that leave him if he goes and signs for another club? Like, we know that the maximum is $800,000. And we know that when you go and sign for a club, you have to sign for that value if you're released. So if a club was to take Schuster on, is it the full whack they have to pay? Or can they just pay whatever they think his notional value is worth or whatever someone's prepared to pay?
And therefore,
and I think Parramatta are going through this at the moment with Zach Lomax.
They are. Hmm. And does that, you know, the difference in value, does it go under Manly's salary cap or does it go over under the club that signs?
Because there's no way in the world he's on 800, well, there's no way in the world he's worth $800,000 on what he's done.
Not a chance.
All right. So who's going to touch him at 800? I would say no one.
Zero.
But if you provide, you could pick him up for 400, you're going to have a crack at him.
What would you pay for him?
I think around 400. I think definitely half of what he's on now.
It's a massive lesson, this, isn't it? Into not jumping the gun.
Oh, yeah, and but, you know, potential. But
it's
sometimes
different in the time. I mean, hindsight's always easier, but gosh, you can.
But I think when you're jumping from 200,000 to 800,000, $1 million mark, you need to be certain. So I could speculate on a young prospect at 17, 18. If I trust my eye and I see someone, and 17, 18-year-olds might get, what, 50 grand? But I think he's going to be special, like a Reece Walsh or something like that. And I want to blow the other clubs out of the water. I'd be prepared to go to 200 and say, I'll take a punt here. You know, Kalen Ponga, what Newcastle did. The Warriors, when they signed Reece Walsh, same thing. They just went, right, we've identified this kid as someone special. We'll blow the others out of the water. I think I'd be prepared to do that rather than take a punt on someone at 22, all the talent in the world, but it's been inconsistent, and you go from 200 to 800. Mm. For me, that's a massive risk, and sign him on a long term. Whereas I'd be prepared to do it down the bottom end.
Back pay.
Because it doesn't affect your salary cap as much.
Yeah. Well, for Manly's sake, they would hope that these performance clauses, I believe there's a weight clause has been reported as well. Michael Carrianis reported that as well, so he had to stay at a certain weight as well.
It's amazing they're allowed to use that.
Well,
these days.
Exactly.
They're not allowed to.
Well, in what, in skin AFL, folds are
skin
out.
Skin folds are out.
Mm. So interesting stuff, and where this all sort of lands with Schuster. Back page of the Courier Mail, just the big build-up to the Battle of Brisbane between the Broncos and the Dolphins continues, and under siege, injury crisis, another battle casualty is star forward Ricky set to be ruled out of Derby blockbuster. That's the headline on the back page of the Courier Mail. Gee, they're going to have some players out, aren't they? The Bronx, Reynolds, Piakura, Payne Haas, Dean Mariner, now Jordan Ricky. No, Farnworth, of course, for the...
Yeah, and Kafusi's out.
And Kafusi, yes.
Yeah. And Tom Flegler, there's still a question mark on him with his shoulder.
Gee, tell you what, the Dolphins are $3.25, though. The Bronx are $1.35. Obviously, Reece Walsh is back. 7.5 is the line for that game. With Tab as it stands tomorrow night. It's the 8 o'clock game.
Who would you take in a running race, Reece Walsh or Hemmer? I reckon Reece Walsh over 20.
Hemmer over 100.
Yeah. Mm.
I think you might be right there.
Both have got exceptional speed.
I don't know if I've seen a bloke quicker off the mark than Reece Walsh was.
I'm a bit like you, Mitter. I don't think I've seen someone as fast as him. Even Billy, I don't know.
Nah.
Reece don't know Walsh. Whether he was as fast as Reece Walsh just over 20, but...
That first movement, you can just see the fits the defenders are in.
Yeah.
It would be the most stressful thing.
Yeah. Oh, it would be.
Defending against him as he sweeps around.
Yep.
Oh.
Because when Hemmer does it, he doesn't put you under as much pressure as Reece Walsh. But when he's in the clear and he's built up momentum over 10 or 15, you're not getting him.
Like Jason Saab, I suppose, as well.
Yep. Mm. But that initial burst of speed, Reece Walsh, just puts you in two mind.
Well, it's 6 o'clock. Stacks coming up this morning, as I mentioned. Evan Priest over at Augusta National. Jared Duffy, Adam Pengilly, Blocker. Blocker's got something on, so he's joining us on the phone this morning. He's coming up after 7 o'clock. Callum Brown, great story for the Giants. He was an up-and-coming Gaelic football star. He's kicked 10 goals already this season. So Callum Brown for the Giants. They've got St Kilda at Manuka on Saturday. John O'Shea, Randwick-based trainer. Poor Johnny had 3 seconds at Gosford yesterday.